Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
We do Murder Monday to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. You can call today the number 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Mackenzie, what do you got today for Murder Monday?
Ooh, I've been following this case closely. Three murders, a serial killer on the run for nearly three decades, and a victim connected to Ashton Kutcher. This is the case of the Hollywood Ripper. The first murder happened in the middle of the night. Sycamore, Illinois. Small town. It's 1993. 18-year-old Patricia Cachillo was coming home. She hears a rustling in the bushes near her home. She begins to walk faster. The sounds grow louder. She walks even faster when suddenly a dark figure lunges out of the bushes, grabs her, and stabs 18-year-old Patricia multiple times, leading to her death. The next morning, Patricia's own father, who called her Trisha, goes out to grab his newspaper, as he always did, coffee cup in hand, only to find his princess lifeless in the bushes. He screams a blood-curdling scream. Life has never been the same. Mike Gargiulo, the family's neighbor, is the leading suspect in the case. He acts arrogant when questioned and refuses to cooperate with the police. Gargiulo flees shortly after this incident to California to escape the police and lay low, at least for a while. Cut to the Hollywood Hills, 2001. A beautiful blonde fashion student, 22-year-old named Ashley Ellerin, becomes his next victim. She happens to be the actor, Ashton Kutcher's then-girlfriend at the time.
Whoa.
Plot twist. Gargiulo reportedly stabs Ashley 47 times in her Hollywood home. Injuries were so grotesque, I will spare you all the details, but she was almost decapitated.
Ugh, gross.
Ashton Kutcher decides to swing by her home on earlier that night when she does not pick up his phone calls. He went by, the lights were on. He knocks at the door to pick up his girl. No answer. He knocks again. No answer. He peeks through the side window, assuming that for some reason she's upset with him because he's running so late. He sees a stain of red, assuming it's simply red wine, not knowing it was the blood of his girlfriend, her life taken by Gargiulo moments before, who had been posing as a neighborhood air conditioning repairman. The same night, Ashley was supposed to attend a post-Grammys party with Kutcher. Let's fast forward then to 2005. Yet another 32-year-old woman is found stabbed to death in her home. It's December 1st. The Hollywood Ripper stabs Maria Bruno to death in her home 17 times. Now we go to 2008. Gargiulo attempts to murder his new neighbor, Michelle Murphy, in her home in Santa Monica on April 28th. But this time, this victim, Michelle, fights back. After a struggle for her life, she fights off her attacker, and the blood matching Gargiulo's DNA is found at the scene. He's declared a serial sexual thrill killer who who was aroused by killing beautiful women. Coming up, I have Ashton Kutcher's testimony and what he was afraid of, plus the verdict just reached less than 2 weeks ago.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
Mackenzie is covering the Hollywood Ripper today for Murder Monday.
I certainly am. When we left off, the case of the Hollywood Ripper. Three murders, a serial killer on the run for nearly three decades, and finally justice is served. A big part of helping that happen, Ashton Kutcher, who just took the stand recently here in a dark suit, sporting a mustache. He testifies in L.A. that he went to pick up his 22-year-old fashion design student girlfriend at the time to go out for drinks after Grammy's party one night 18 years ago. He goes up to her home, knocks, no answer. Knocks again, no answer. He's thinking, why is she mad at me? Is she mad because I'm so late? He peers in the window on the side of the door. He sees what he thinks is blood, or actually thinks it's red wine, but now we know that it's blood. From the witness stand, he says, basically gives the account, and he says he was so scared that he himself was going to be a suspect with these crimes. Then he is guaranteed that he is not a suspect, and he gives his full account of the case. Now, this is just recently, a week and a half ago, Gargiulos is convicted on all counts of all these murders. He either faces a death sentence or sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. His sentencing is finished. When it is, he'll go back to Illinois to face the first-degree murder of his first victim, Patricia Cachillo. And if convicted, he will then face a sentence of 25 additional years to life.
Wow.
So Ashton Kutcher, what I'm saying, has played a key role in putting this guy away. And actually, they think he has more victims than just the three and the attempted one, up to over 10.
Could you imagine, and by the way, Mackenzie, great job there with Murder Monday today. Could you imagine being like a suspect? Like, I swear I didn't do it.
Well, it's like you go to pick up your girl and you didn't know that she was, you know, dead inside. She'd been murdered. And then later you have to go and then you think, oh my gosh, their eyes are on me. It could have been me. They think it might be me, but it's not.
And like seeing like the red stain, I'm like, oh, like if something with my wife, I'm like, oh, she drinks wine. Lindsay probably knocked it over with the dogs, but it ended up being blood.
Traumatizing. That really just came out, though, a week and a half ago.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the update on that, and great job today on Murder Monday.
When I was, like, looking into this case and investigating, it was so funny. I got Uber Eats, and the guy came to the door. I was like, I was like, give me the food. Thank you. Bye. And I, like, slammed the door.
All right. There you go. Murder Monday here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.